what's poppin'? Part one, people. You crazy part one, people. Mark's here from Berkeley. Joey from St. Clair Shores. Jay from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike Podcast. Part one. And there's a lot to talk about today if we get around to it all. I'm still a little crushed about the Andy Dick development yesterday. The fact that we may be blocked for the second time in our history.
Sounds like we are blocked.
You think so?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Did anyone try it?
No.
Well, we can use the other phones, though. We're not blocked. We're only blocked on one phone. It's good. Right off the bat, there's just a multitude of... just a lot of little stories here. This Jim Harbaugh booger story is unbelievable.
His response is the best.
I don't know, he's so funny. The fact that he would choose to address this, he was asked in his press conference, hey, is there anything you want to address? And it was obviously a setup. He said, yes.
Well, it was for his radio show. Do you want to hear the audio?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear the audio.
Here we go.
I was asking him, I said, anything on your mind? Anything you want to talk about? Well, the internet has kind of exploded this week because Jim,
Brandy,
during the game with a camera on him, they were saying Jim
ate a booger.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to be more indelicate than that.
I have never eaten a booger in my entire life.
I don't believe that. During Saturday's game.
It might look like that was what was happening, but I mean, you rub your nose and then you bite your fingernail. That's not eating a booger. There was no booger eaten.
You heard it here first from the source. There was no booger eating from Jim Harbaugh on Saturday at the UCF game.
Clear the air. For clarity here, yes. You know, for the record, I have never eaten a booger in my entire life.
There you have it. All those people on the internet, you heard it here from the boss. Never.
Okay, anyone, show of hands, does anyone believe that he's never eaten a booger?
No, he's probably eaten those. He's probably tried it.
Why did he have to go that far and make a complete...
Well, it's funny because he's been accused of picking his nose so many times before. As Stanford's head coach, as the 49ers head coach.
Is he accused of eating them?
Not eating them, but definitely digging around. How many college coaches would do that?
How could he possibly go back to the age of, you know, one or two when you first start being aware of picking your nose and claim that he's never eaten a booger in his entire life?
I don't think I've ever eaten a booger.
Dad says you're going to be late again, you booger.
Does anyone believe Mark's never eaten a booger in this room?
I don't think I have. Yeah. I would have no shame in admitting it. I have no shame at all.
You're outvoted. You've eaten a booger. It's 3-0.
I don't think I've eaten a booger. Wow, what am I missing?
Mark, the votes are in. 3-0.
You guys don't know me. You weren't around back then.
All alive.
Mark, we voted on it. The votes, it's 3-0.
Put it on Facebook. My mom will reply.
Yeah, your mom is always on her Facebook page.
Apparently.
It's amazing.
Apparently.
I always see Rosie Fellhauer in her picture. It's like, you know, 18 minutes ago. It's always like in the last
time on her hands.
It's in the last 25 minutes usually when she's on there.
She's, you know, she cares about her baby.
What does she respond to? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't look. I don't want to see. She probably just likes stuff.
I like that.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I actually checked a couple times. It was nothing.
I told you I was going to bring in my Muppets painting. You want to see it?
Oh, your Muppets painting.
You ready? How badass is that?
Hey, that's a lot better than I thought it would be.
I got to believe it was like a paint by the numbers thing.
Oh,
because
I am
not that good of an artist, but it's got Kermit in the foreground.
It definitely surpasses your last show and tell.
Look at Animal rocking out.
The Padre player in the kiln.
And Dr. Teeth from the Electric Mayhem Band. Modeled after Dr. John, by the way, which I didn't know till later in life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
After the Dr. John?
I got to admit, I still like the song from the Muppet movie that the Electric Mayhem Band played. Does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Can you picture that stupid song?
Yeah, I don't remember it word for word.
Awesome. It's badass. So, yeah, so add that to my childhood artistic collection in here, along with my Padre.
Well, you can't get this stuff up in your own house next to Charlotte's work?
Hell no.
Wow. Like, what can we do to help this?
Oh, this is the song.
In their car so they won't be recognized.
Remember Janice?
Right, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah.
Come on, you're not digging it?
You're rocking out.
Admit it's better than you thought it would be.
Wow, that really is taken after Dr. John, no doubt.
Oh, big time.
I totally see it now. Jay's putting your painting up to the video. Pretty good.
It had to be paint by number. You know, it's funny, Charlotte getting into, like, Sesame Street.
Oh, is she?
You can buy old Sesame Street on DVD, so we did that and put them in. Wow, is there a vast difference in Sesame then versus Sesame now? I mean, it was pretty progressive then, but it's like everything's rainbows now.
What does she groove on?
Like TV wise in general,
on Sesame Street,
or on Sesame Street,
yeah.
She likes the number, the letter of the day. It's pretty sweet when Elmo sings letter of the day.
She gets off on it.
Yeah. I think she likes Elmo's musicals too. Although she doesn't really care for Elmo, she likes Cookie Monster and Grover.
Does she sing along?
No.
No?
She makes me sing along.
Oh.
She's very demanding.
How adorable.
She's pretty demanding.
You know, since we're kind of on the sports thing with Jim Harbaugh and the booger, which I just am amazed that he felt the need to point out that he's never eaten a booger, and I wonder how many people are doubting that. I immediately said I don't believe him. Did you see Eric Ebron talking about himself?
Oh, boy. No, it's just Ebron, remember?
Oh, Ebron, I'm sorry.
It's just Ebron.
Well, of course, he's pretty pleased with himself after catching five balls in the opener. And
a touchdown. It was a pretty great touchdown catch.
And he was asked, how's it feel to get back in the end zone? And then Ebron repeated the question and said, I'll be there more times than often, so I ain't worried about it. Then they said Ebron lauded his own play after the game. We've got great receivers. We've got a great tight end. We've got a great kicker. And we just had to go out there and execute.
A great tight end. Meaning yourself?
Apparently. I don't know who else he'd be talking to. No other tight end.
Cole
five
Wick?
Balls.
I don't know.
This guy's really got some issues, doesn't he?
He loves him some Ebron.
You. That's all you care about.
And
that's...
he does not care either.
And, you know, to be so in love with himself after he dropped a ball, for one, and he didn't get out of bounds on that last drive.
Well, he couldn't get out of bounds, but he was trying to fight for extra yardage for the first down, which is stupid.
The clock was critical.
Yeah. What's worth fighting 1 yard or keeping five extra seconds? Of course, it was a stupid play, idiot.
Absolutely dumb.
But they won, and, you know, he's Ebron, so everything's great in his world.
Yeah, I just don't think I'd be getting all in love with myself after that performance. It was a good, decent performance, but I don't know. He's really got some issues, really, seriously.
Win a playoff game, put up maybe, what, 80 receptions from the tight end spot, and then you can be full of yourself, Ebron.
Yeah, I'd say 80 catches would get it done.
Mm-hmm.
75
maybe
would be
seven
good.
Touchdowns.
Seven? Yeah, I think
I'm going low, too.
He's going to throw a lot of them this year, so I would say, yeah, okay, seven or eight. That'd be nice. David Price won his 16th game. Price and Porcello have 36 wins.
Yeah, Porcello's a 20 game winner.
11 losses. And Price's ERA is now 3.81. So you could always look at this Boston situation and say, well, Porcello's having the year of his life, but Price is really was stinking it up at the beginning. But he has come on like gangbusters lately, mm-hmm. as I thought he would.
I know, that's not really a big surprise. But once again, the question with him is postseason. And how is he going to perform in the postseason? He finally got his win in relief last year with Toronto.
Didn't even pitch that well.
No. But that's, you know, the monkey's off his back, I suppose.
A little bit. Not all that much. I think he'll pitch. I really think that's just a flaky thing. Like, you know, the Dodgers. What's his name?
Clayton Kershaw?
Clayton Kershaw has a lousy postseason record. There have been quite a few guys who've had problems getting started in postseason for some reason. His ERA isn't that bad. He's had some great performances, but he's pitched in bad luck. And I think his record is about 1-6, maybe.
I can't believe how good Porcello's been this year.
I'm shocked. I think people are trying to suggest that, you know, oh, he gets this great run support. You know, he's just been kind of lucky.
Oh,
no,
his numbers.
Not at all.
Yeah, his numbers are good.
He's had a ton of quality starts, and he's striking out close to a batter an inning now, which has really got to piss off Tiger fans. Because he didn't look like he was going to be this kind of a power pitcher, ever.
Mm-hmm.
His strikeout-to-walk ratio is 5.5, the highest in the league. ERA is 3.21. He's in the top, I think, seven or eight starters. He's having a great year.
You know, he's had an interesting year. I got to find the article ESPN wrote on him. But Robbie Ray, have you been paying attention to what Robbie Ray's been
doing? No, I did see he had a few good starts.
His
earlier
stats are meh. You know, more hits than innings. I think a 4.46 ERA is what it said. But his strikeouts per nine inning are ridiculous.
So are Drew Smyly's, by the way. Drew Smyly has a lot of strikeouts.
I think, well, strikeouts in general are up, but he's having a historic year for a left-hander.
How many innings and how many strikeouts are we talking about here?
Here we go. 155. Yeah, his ERA is 4.46. 155 innings pitched, 195 strikeouts, 11.3 per nine.
Robbie Ray?
Yes.
All right, what?
Isn't that ridiculous?
I am stunned.
Uh-huh.
He didn't throw more than 90 here.
I haven't been paying attention to him, so when I saw that article, I was just dumbfounded.
I didn't know he'd put up that many innings.
Holy. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been terribly good.
What's his record?
Except for strikeouts, 7-13.
Okay.
I mean, he's been okay.
But when you're striking out 195 guys in 150-some innings, there's something there, something really potentially great there.
He's been giving him more home runs, too, than usual.
He's still a young pitcher, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's the upside there is, wow, I'm blown away.
Just now I can't find that stupid article.
I'm trying to remember what we got for him.
Robbie Ray was part of, no, he wasn't Iglesias. Joe Robbie Ray, the Robbie Ray trade. Who did we get? Do you remember off the top of your head? Oh, my gosh. Someone's listening right now. It wasn't Scherzer, was it?
Shane Green.
Yeah.
See, that trade, I would have never doubted that trade until lately.
Yeah.
Shane Green's been awful, and I had no idea Robbie Ray was putting up numbers like that.
But his numbers are just okay. It's the strikeouts that, when you see numbers, they're pretty consistent for how he's been pitching.
The strikeouts tell a big story, ridiculous, though. That is amazing. I mean, for him to be missing bats like that, I just didn't see that coming at all.
He
threw 90 here.
He's second in the league in strikeouts per nine innings.
Wow, he's got to be close to the top in strikeouts, too. He's got to be in the top five or six, right?
So far, his season ranks 20th all-time in strikeouts per nine inning. The only left-handers that have had a higher rate have been Randy Johnson, Chris Sale, and Clayton Kershaw.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Did you see Megatron on Dancing with the Stars?
You know what? I did not see him. How did he do?
I think he looks really stupid. I gotta say.
Of course he looks stupid.
I mean, first of all, they dress those guys up so gay. I mean,
what was he wearing?
I think it was some white pants. I think he had a glittery shirt on with number 81 on the back. The 81 was in glitter.
Lame.
Actually, now that I say that.
Do you think he made it himself?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was part of the process.
But, you know, he was smiling ear to ear the entire time. He just looked so happy, like he's finally found his place
Colin,
in life.
Yes. Is he healthy?
Look pretty healthy to me.
Is his foot okay? His finger?
Oh, he was perfectly healthy.
Oh, you have a picture? Oh, my God. What is he wearing? It's supposed to be his football uniform. Why don't you put a helmet on?
The Lions field, too, is the dance floor. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. It's like the Lions home.
Okay,
field.
So that's week one. What do you do every other week? You keep putting him in a football uniform?
God only knows. I'm sure he'll put him in gayer stuff than this. You got 26 out of 40.
Is that normal?
That's like 6.5.
So is he going to be blown out?
No way. No, he'll do fine. Is this his performance? He is so happy. I've never seen him, so he has found his calling, clearly.
I'd have that smile, too, if I was swinging that thing around me.
And she's digging him, too.
She's hot as hell.
I've never seen a guy so happy in sequins. And he claims it's all about his sister, claims he can't dance. So he has to prove to her. I know. Fake as hell. This guy couldn't wait to be on the floor.
I almost feel like he retired so he could be on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm surprised he didn't retire sooner.
No, honestly, wouldn't you think you'd rather be a part of the Indianapolis victory than that?
No. Nope. I've seen that.
Wow.
He loved that. He is. And supposedly his wife is real tight with this little blonde. I don't
Hey.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Three-way.
Maybe that's what it's all about.
I don't think so.
That's funny.
Wife wants to do that.
He's doing that. And do you see Marshawn Lynch, what he's doing in retirement? He did the show with Bear Grylls.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Marshawn. I don't know. I know you don't. Not a big
don't,
fan.
Don't tell me he's going to become part of the media. Please don't ever
Marshawn
tell me.
Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah.
No. God, no. But
he's
he
so
opens
shy.
Up.
How can he do a TV show? He can't talk.
Oh, no. He can talk just fine.
He doesn't
he's
like
great.
To talk.
No, he don't want to talk to the media. He just wanted to play football.
TV is the media. TV's part of the media.
So? It's a stupid rule that you have to talk to the media.
Mark, what? Come on. I know we talked about this a million times. Is it really asking that much of someone to just make a few comments about the football game, the little children's game that you play every week?
He did. And
he repeated the same thing over and over again. He was a complete
asshole.
The
media didn't like his comments. It's pretty silly to make somebody
talk. He was an asshole.
Talk.
He was a total asshole.
I like the guy. I think he's pretty sharp.
I think he's a great player, but I thought he was a real prick.
I think he's a pretty sharp human.
Well, get a room with him, guys.
I would.
I know you would.
Cool dude.
Okay, so let's see. Oh, Ryan Lochte. We didn't talk about Ryan Lochte.
No, yeah.
What has the world come to when people take time out of their life to protest his appearance, Ryan Lochte's appearance on Dancing with the Stars, and actually interrupt the taping? And there were chicks sitting on the top row. There were like five girls in those Lochte Circle Slash shirts.
There were?
Were also there. Yes! There were multiple people there.
Now, is this a real protest, or do you think these are people trying to just get on TV or become famous? I mean,
who in their right
mind would protest Ryan Lochte?
How does it make you look good to get tackled on the floor of Dancing with the Stars? I mean, it looked stupid. It was ridiculous.
Oh, that's the way you get attention, I suppose. I don't know.
For what?
Well, what are they protesting for?
Ryan Lochte.
What is there to protest?
Because he... Why does he have this job when he just fucked up the Olympics?
But he didn't.
He did something stupid, but it's not stupid enough to protest
that's
Dancing with the Stars. Come on.
That's kind of my point. I don't get what... I mean, I've seen their interviews, but they don't really say what their point is of their protest.
I didn't even see their interview.
Yeah, ABC had them because obviously they were handcuffed. Outside Dancing with the Stars.
What did they say?
So immediately it was, get ABC News over here. We have a story. Just that he felt Ryan Lochte made Americans less safe by lying.
Less?
True, it's ridiculous.
I'm just looking at the quote here. He hurt Americans in Brazil. Two of his own teammates were detained because he ran away and he lied. We want to publicize this as a bad decision to have a liar be publicized as a star.
Oh, come on.
He's still a great swimmer no matter what he did.
Of course. I'm sure there were less nicer people on Dancing with the Stars.
Should he never, ever be allowed to have a job again?
No,
ever?
Apparently not. And nice taking the Brazil police side.
The Brazil,
yeah. I mean, they made up a lot of what happened. They lied too. Why don't you go protest the Brazilian police?
Well, they're not on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
He's being portrayed as a star, which they don't like. People apparently have more time than I ever imagined. I thought that it took a pretty good portion of the day to take care of making a living. Raising a family, being part of a family, whatever it is that you're part of, whatever your nuclear family is, whether you're, looking after your parents or you've got kids. But apparently some people, there's just too many hours in a day. They have to find ways to fill it.
Hey, when there's a movement like Ryan Lochte, everything has to stop, man. Everything has to stop to put Ryan Lochte down.
I mean, I'm finding this more and more common all the time that there's just too many hours in the day. I guess the day needs to be shortened. I thought the day needed to be lengthened for the longest time. I think the day needs to be shortened. People don't They don't have enough to do to fill the day.
And now they're increasing security for Ryan Lochte.
Oh, God. Come on. Stop.
I kind of feel like ABC's milking this for all it's worth.
Oh, yeah. I think they kind of love it.
Although they were taken off guard. So the original airing, you don't see these protesters at all. You just see Carrie Ann and Naba just totally
split screen.
Which, you know, if I were to pick one of the panelists on that show to take charge and something happens, it would probably be her. She seems like the take charge kind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess.
So, but then, what a surprise. Just minutes later, they start releasing all the other footage online and on Good Morning America to start cashing in on this.
Right.
To show the protesters, quote unquote. And they're talking to TMZ. They're all over the place. Do we have a
number for one of these assholes?
Possibly. Let's get let's find out what the movement is. You'll probably be on board as much as you hate Lochte. You might want one of those shirts.
No, I do not want one of those shirts. I don't hate Ryan Lochte. I think he's kind of an idiot.
Oh, he's a total idiot. A total buffoon.
And I cannot believe he actually exaggerated the thing to his mother. Of all people, that's how that stupid story came out. I mean, I would never exaggerate something like that to my mother. That'd be the last person. I wouldn't even tell my mother.
I know. Well, that's kind of...
It makes him sound like a real pussy.
Yeah.
Mom! Mom, I was a victim! And a gun to my head!
And
I almost died. Mom!
Mom, I was so fucked up too, Mom!
Do something!
Go tell the reporter!
What's this guy's name? Sam. Oh, Sam, okay. I was one of the guys who was on the floor getting tackled like an idiot. Sam Satuda.
At least Ryan Lochte handled it with such grace.
Oh, he's that dolt.
He handled it like adult would handle it.
I know, he was actually, I guess, in tears.
His comment, you know, the look on his face is just...
Duh. He started repeating the stupid shit he said when this originally happened. Sam?
We will return your call.
Christ.
Sammy.
Sam, it's Drew and Mark show calling. We want to talk about your protest. You really got something going there. You want to leave the phone number, Jay, in case Sam can call us back?
Yeah.
We're not the biggest Ryan Lochte fans either. I didn't get a chance to be part of your protest at Dancing with the Stars, and I regret that, but sure would like to talk to you and find out what's coming next. What's the next step? Thank you very much.
See ya.
Fucking dope.
There was another guy that ran out and kind of tried to get a national TV yesterday. Did you see the streak? It wasn't really even a streaker. It wasn't totally nude, but ran out of the field during the Rams 49er game, the late Monday Night Football game.
I heard about this. I did not see it.
Yeah,
I think we got a phone number too, don't we?
We do, yeah. But what was funny about it is Kevin Harlan's doing the radio call, and he really got into it.
Do you have the call? Do we have the call?
I do. All right, here you go. It's a guy running on the field Monday Night Football last night.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Look out. Here comes the blue coat,
Kevin. Oh, they got him.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Listen to the crowd.
That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call game on your part. That was a great call.
I love what they always say.
All right, I'm ready for the last 11:31 now, Kevin. Let's go.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he is.
I love how they always suggest, not in this case, but a lot of times they suggest, there's someone on the field, and of course we're not going to show this because this is horrible. And you can hear the crowd going ape shit.
Well, they barely showed it on ESPN. You just see him run through the first.
They never do, and everybody—it's all anyone wants to see—is show me the idiots on the field, please.
Now, do they not show it because they don't want to encourage other people?
Yes, they don't want to. I mean, even though it's so stupid according to them, they think that if anyone sees it, of course they're going to immediately find a way to the stadium and jump on the field.
Well, how about the fact that probably 5,000 people in that stadium filmed it and put it on social media? It's not like they should pay someone to do it every week. People love it. It's almost part of the game.
Well, it's not like it didn't happen because they didn't show it. It happened. Why not show it? Why not show him get his ass beat by the cops?
And sometimes I love when a player like Mike Curtis at Infamous, when they just nailed that guy that came on the field during a Colts playoff game in 1970, I think it was. That reminds me, since we're talking about football, did you see the Jeff Daniels tweet following the Lions' victory?
No.
It's pretty good.
What did he say?
I'm just looking for it.
I have the idiot's phone number, too, by the way, because he wrote it on his chest when he when he was running on the field.
Daniels tweeted, "Just when I thought you totally blew it, Prater, you go out and kick the game-winning field goal and totally redeem yourself." And he had a shot of the kick being made.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Jeff is such a Michigander. He's really a Red Wings fan, I think, first and foremost.
Tigers.
Yeah, he's a big Tigers fan, too. Loves the Red Wings.
So there's two numbers for this guy, because I couldn't decipher. He hand wrote his number on his chest for when he ran across the field. And
so we're either going to get the wrong number or maybe the right number.
Well, there's just two to try, because he got the first nine digits are totally illegible. But the last one.
What a jackass. Was he sweating heavily on the last number or something?
Three or five. Well, no, you know, there's hardly any pictures of him. So to find the pictures, he's bent in weird, weird angles because they had to.
Well, the entire media blows this guy up. It's not just the TV people who say, "We're not going to show this guy because we don't want to encourage people to do something so stupid."
Pretty much, yeah.
We'll take pictures either.
His name is William.
William, okay.
Yeah. Will I am.
And he was not nude. He just took his shirt off.
Yeah, he was bare chested, as Kevin Harlan said.
Was this a game? Was this game at San Francisco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Voicemail. Did he say it was William?
No, just your call's been.
Oh, balls.
Oh shit.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope that was the wrong one, and this is the right one then. William.
What a bummer, man. No go? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
He claims he's totally sober, by the way. After all, he's 16.
Wait, he was 16 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Told his daddy he's going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then ran on the field.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Shoot.
9-2.
Balls.
Too bad. Yeah, that's true. He's 16. Hell yeah, send him a text.
Joe, you're on fire.
Bye-bye.
He can tell his parents he's doing homework and then be on the phone doing an interview with us.
Well, he has no problem lying to his pops.
Not at all. Since, this Kaepernick thing has become such a monster event, it seems like there's daily Kaepernick news. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there is. First of all, Kid Rock, while performing Born Free, I think it was last night or the night before, screamed out, "Fuck Colin Kaepernick," in the middle of the song, and the crowd, of course, went ape shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he said anything more about it. I just know he said, "Fuck Colin Kaepernick," and there was somebody had filmed the song and put it up. So I saw that. There was really nothing beyond it. And then the other thing was, there were two stories today, two big stories about the whole thing, and one was about how high school players are now sitting down during the national anthem. In fact, one entire team sat down in Massachusetts. Let me see if I can find the story.
What's their message?
It was very unclear to me, to be honest.
I mean,
I think,
not just sitting down to sit down. I mean, there's supposed to be a point to doing it. There's
I think
supposed
they
to
were
be a point to your protest.
I think they were following their heroes.
Oh, I'd love to hear them explain what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for.
I did not hear any explanation that was really significant.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. I have no problem with people protesting, right?
But do we want kids doing this too?
I don't care.
Kids not standing for the national anthem. Is that really a good idea?
I don't care. I don't care, but I want to hear what their message is and see if they really understand it, because I doubt they do.
Of course they don't. They're kids.
Just like that kid that, what did he say to Hillary? Remember that guy we talked to about his son? He was at the Trump rally.
Oh, the 10-year-old, who called her a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and supposedly he knew what Breitbart was, and he was telling us his thoughts about how his kid felt about all those things. It was ridiculous. Let's see.
I mean, did they come out and give comment, these high schoolers that were protesting?
Yeah, there were a few. I got to tell you, I really don't know what their point was, other than I think they're supporting the people that they think know what they're talking about, as in the pro players.
What? All right, whatever. So are they supporting their right to protest by protesting?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
But, you know, I just think this is a really shitty idea for kids who are sophomores and juniors in high school to be disrespecting the national anthem when I'm not really sure they know what the hell. I'm not even sure they could really relate to these other people that are doing it, unless they're just saying somehow, oh, well, I've been through the same thing, man, so I'm going to protest. It just seems like high school is not a great time to be, to start doing that, to be encouraging kids to be, yeah, the national anthem's optional. It's just like the kid that didn't want to read the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. Remember? How old was that kid?
He was young. What are you thinking of? There was another story. I think, I don't know.
I want to say he was like a fourth grader or something.
Was it his dad that was an atheist, or there was a separate
story
of
it?
It
had to do with his parents, I think.
Because remember, his dad was an atheist, and he's the one that intervened and raised his kid to say, "Don't do the Pledge of Allegiance."
Right.
Something like that.
But the kid seemed to be clearly into it.
Yeah.
I just think this is a bad idea. I think they should tell kids, look, you stand for the national anthem. You're not 21 years old. You're not adults. You're not making a living. You're not, you know, you're under our rule system here in high school. And, you know, what's next? Are you going to walk out on class?
You're so authoritarian, Drew.
Really? To expect a kid to stand for the national anthem?
We'll just make them go run laps if they want to not stand, if it's a team rule.
I don't know. I don't know why you can't expect kids to stand for the national anthem or read the Pledge of Allegiance in school. I just think it's dumb to start suggesting. I mean, really, what's the point of the national anthem anymore? If kids aren't even going to,
I told you, I don't even understand why they necessarily play it at a sporting event anyway. I never understood that.
Well, they started doing it in the, let's see, was it the 1920s, I think, and then around the now I'm confused as to whether I'm deciding. Is this when they actually made the national anthem the national anthem?
I mean, it is just a game.
It became a tradition in baseball, and then I think other sports just followed suit. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, the idea, in my opinion, is you're sort of showing respect for the privilege that you're playing this kid's game for a living, and all these people are there enjoying the hell out of watching you. It's really a great American event. It's something people love doing. 1916, Woodrow Wilson ordered the Star-Spangled Banner be played at military and other appropriate occasions. Playing of the song 2 years later during the seventh-inning stretch of the 1918 World Series and thereafter during each game of the series is often known as the first instance the anthem was played at a baseball game. The tradition of performing the anthem before every baseball game began during World War II. So during a very patriotic period. You think it's good for kids to be sitting down? Half can stand, half can sit during the anthem, depending on who?
No, I told you. I said I'd love to hear what their message is and challenge them on it.
Okay, and if they have, what if they say, well, I agree with Colin Kaepernick.
That they're being oppressed?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know how they're oppressed. And then if they feel that way, fine. Go do something about it. Go change it then.
A high school kid. How's a high school kid going to change it?
By protesting.
Colin Kaepernick can put his money where his mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a special teams player in a high school kid, a high school team, what's he going to do? I mean, isn't it good for us? At some level, isn't it good to have some level of discipline? Isn't there some point at which kids should just sort of do what they're told?
Yeah, 2.5. Oh, she would do what she's told.
Should Charlotte, is it okay if Charlotte sits during the national anthem?
She protests all the time. I don't know. She sits when it's on TV. I sit when it's on TV. I feel bad about it now. Are we supposed to stand when it's on TV? Because they're showing it all the time now.
No.
Well, why not?
When it's on TV.
So you're only supposed to do it when other people are around so they can see you standing?
Stand. If you think it's appropriate, stand. Go ahead. Be my guest.
Well, then why do you why do people stand at a sporting event then?
They're at the event. It's being played right in front of them.
Well, it's being played right in front of you if you watch it on TV.
Then stand up.
I do. Do you?
No.
Well, what are you protesting?
Not protesting anything.
Why don't you stand then?
I'm watching a baseball game on TV because I might change a channel in 2 seconds.
What? During the anthem? That's even worse.
Yeah, it's my right to change a channel. I'm protesting the fact that there's a better game on TV. And they're not in the middle of the national anthem.
Well, maybe that's what these kids were doing. They didn't want to be there. They didn't want to be playing.
They're fucking kids. They're high school kids.
I know, but I mean, honestly, though, it was kind of, it struck me, because they never show the anthem for regular season games. You never see it. Obviously, Sunday's a little different.
Show it for football games. I've seen it many a football game.
Really?
Yeah, where they show the players all standing and some guys are singing, some guys are just doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you seen it in football?
I feel like they hardly ever show it.
In baseball, I rarely see the anthem. Yeah. They play it, it used to be right before the game when the players were on the field. You have the players actually looking toward the flag.
I just assumed it because it was 9/11. And then they did it on Thursday because Thursday was more of an event anyway. But then it struck me as it's playing, it's like, well, am I supposed to be standing while I'm sitting here on my couch?
Dad says you have to get up.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think these high school kids, I think this is just bullshit. I think it's stupid, and I don't even know why.
Well, I think it's a little silly because they most likely do not know what they're talking about. When I don't think they really have any message whatsoever.
This one team, the entire team sat, so I guess they're all oppressed.
Well, that's fine, whatever, they can do that, but what is their message?
Oh, you know what, actually,
I'd like to
hear
what their message is.
There's one kid standing on the team.
What city is this?
Woodrow Wilson High School in Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey, that's a pretty lousy area, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, maybe they are oppressed then.
There's also a school in Louisville, Kentucky, that took a knee for the anthem. So, but the entire team started on their knees, but then some rose as the music began. Coach Jordan Johnson said the team would take steps before its next game to find ways for players to support social justice without showing what is perceived as disrespect.
There you go. So you hit the nail on the head.
McKenzie, Alabama High School public address announcer said, "You can line up over there by the fence if you don't stand and let our military personnel take a few shots at you since they're taking shots for you." That was met by cheers.
Wait, what? He wants them to be shot?
I guess.
Oh, come on.
There was some concern.
I don't think he's serious, it's a little ridiculous.
There was concern some of these kids would sit, so the PA announcer said you can line up over there by the fence.
That's almost as ridiculous as to whatever these high school kids' message was.
I think it's pretty fucking funny. Let our military personnel take a few shots at you since they're taking shots for you. That was met by cheers.
Where was that at?
In McKenzie, Alabama. Patriotism should be part of school events. Oh, yeah, the superintendent's not too happy about it. Threats of shooting people that aren't patriotic, even in jest, have no place in our school.
Okay, this is how ridiculous it's getting. I'm sure he wasn't serious. I don't think that guy really wants
people
to shoot other people that aren't standing for the anthem. Relax.
But look at how silly this whole thing is getting. Adam Jones, I saw Adam Jones on ESPN. Did you see his rap?
No. Was he anti-Kaepernick or was he pro-Kaepernick? Because the one quote I saw sounded like he was anti-Kaepernick.
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure how he feels, to be honest, but he's claiming that baseball is oppressed. There's only 8% blacks in Major League Baseball. Now, please... Baseball had 27% African Americans in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it even rose a bit higher than that at times. But generally speaking, it was in the mid-20s. Black people lost interest in baseball. Inner cities have really backed off of Little League. It's not the event that it used to be. Football and basketball have really overtaken it.
Yeah.
It's not that scouts are discriminating against black kids. There aren't that many black kids playing baseball like there used to be. So for Adam Jones to suggest that there's something...
You mean like black Americans, because, aren't there black Cuban players?
Latinos,
Latino?
Latinos are about 27% of Major League Baseball now.
That's pretty inclusive.
But his beef is that African Americans are not part of Major League Baseball anymore.
That's a little silly. Sports are probably the most
really silly.
Sports are probably the most inclusive avenue of all because they don't give a shit as long as
you
can play.
They want to fucking win the game, and they don't really give a shit who's wearing the uniform, and the fans don't really give a shit either.
No, as long as you're wearing our uniform.
Jay's got the percentages out there. This is. I'm starting to find this so silly that we now have to keep percentages of everything to make sure no one's getting cheated. But the funny thing is that whenever you have whites on the low end of the scale, like in the NBA and the NFL, that's fine. That's not a problem. That's, if anything, that's the way it should be because blacks are just better. And it's just they just are. And we just accept it. I mean, don't we? Who complains about that there aren't enough white running backs?
No one.
Who complains about there aren't enough white people in the NBA?
No one.
Because we know that the black players, for whatever reason, they're just better, generally speaking. Now, I tweeted about this today, and I was asking a serious question. Is it possible that the white people in executive positions, that perhaps they're better, that they're more good white executives? Is that possible? Does it have to be that blacks are being discriminated against?
Hmm.
I mean, we accept that blacks are better at the game itself.
I don't know if does the color of the skin really matter how good of an executive you are?
No.
I don't think that really would have any play whatsoever. Once again, if you can help the team win.
I don't know if it matters, but the people who apply for the jobs, the people who are qualified to do those jobs, is it possible that there are more white people that are found to have those characteristics? Isn't that a possibility?
Yeah. Well, once again, I don't think sports discriminates at all.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I think the only thing that's remotely, well, not the only thing that's remotely, that's a ridiculously broad statement, but when you're talking about ownership of teams, which is a big complaint with minorities, basically, if you don't have the freight, you can't buy a team without the money.
I think the Rooney rule is kind of silly, too, and I think a lot of times you see people interviewed.
People's time being wasted.
Yeah, people, which, they can get the experience of being interviewed, which is invaluable. But Some people have not felt that way, though.
Some people have felt that, you're just wasting my fucking time.
It's been well documented. But once again, if the owner thinks you're going to be the best coach, he's going to hire you, period. Are most owners racist? I just find that very hard to believe.
In that field, it would be so foolish to be cheating yourself and your team out of the best people.
Yeah.
But that's true in anything. For some reason, though, in sports, it does seem to hold water that I think you see a lot less of that, more than likely.
And he was black.
I mean, there's people have problems with people of other races in every field, in every day of any year, of any minute of any day. You can find instances where somebody's being unfair to someone for whatever reason.
Now, do you like anything? This is why I was confused on Adam Jones's points. Did you read his quotes? Because I thought he made some very well thought out points.
Well, read them to me and I'll tell you.
He's talking about Colin, in regards to Kaepernick. He says he believes in what he believes in. As a man of faith, as a man, American who has rights, who am I to say that he's wrong? Kaepernick is not disrespecting the military. He's not disrespecting people who they're fighting. What he's doing is showing that he doesn't like the social injustice that the flag represents. Look, I know a lot of people who don't even know the words to the national anthem. You know how many times I see people stand up for the national anthem and not pay attention? They stand because they're told to stand. That's the problem. Just don't do something because you're told to do something. Do it because you understand the meaning behind it and the sacrifice behind it. And he stood and put his hand over his heart.
You know, there's some things that you just...
I like what he said.
There's one thing about this, I think it applies more to these high school kids. There's some things you do because you're told to do them. If you're told the national anthem it's our national anthem. You stand when it's played. You put your hand over your heart or whatever. You just fucking do it. The Pledge of Allegiance.
But like he says, it'd be nice for people to really appreciate the meaning behind it.
Well, yeah, they should. That'd be great. But not everyone does that. I don't think people are as dumb as he's making them sound, though. I think most people people probably don't get really intense every time they hear the national anthem, but I think most people stand and they understand what the national anthem's about. And they know, I think more people know the words. People fuck up the words a lot, but I think people know the words of the national anthem. But I do, I'm gonna say it again today. I think the national anthem needs to change pronto, yesterday. Because now that we all know it's written by someone who held slaves, how can it be the national anthem?
Well, I said,
how is that fair?
I said it before, I'll say it again. Bad people can make good art.
Yeah, but this is the national anthem. You're talking about people being free and people being equal.
Well, he didn't know he was writing the national anthem, though. He was writing a poem that was later adopted to be the national anthem.
Why don't we have someone write the national anthem who knows they're writing the national anthem?
Once again, like I said yesterday, they just used Born Free by Kid Rock.
Including the fuck Kaepernick part?
That's as good of a national anthem as any.
Use the fuck Kaepernick mix. It'll be like Moni Moni.
But honestly,
what the hell's fuck Kaepernick in it?
Sure.
Is that Joe?
There's video of that. I saw a video of that Kaepernick thing today. I'll try to pull it up. Kid Rock saying that?
Yeah, it's on. It was on TMZ Sports, actually.
Mm. Are you pulling it up, Jay? Is that... So Francis Scott Key could be a terrible racist, slave owner, whatever. But what he wrote is what he wrote about the flag and what it represents.
But people are going to be pissed off that he was a slaveholder. I mean, I don't like it. I wish he wasn't a slaveholder. If he wrote, if what he wrote
of
became
course.
A national anthem.
Nobody.
But
it was,
I think a lot of black people are never going to accept it as a national anthem.
Well, then are they going to accept the any part of the Constitution? Because those were some pretty questionable people, too. They were slave owners. Some of them were racist.
It's a problem.
But once again, they're pretty intelligent thinkers. You know, do they not like Michael Jackson music because he's a pedophile?
Well, that subject is so complicated. I don't,
but
for the life
but,
of me,
but
understand.
That's my point, though, is that, yeah, you can be a bad person and make some good art and appreciate what the art is.
I just think you're going to have people who are pissed off about this being the national anthem because
of
slaveholder wrote it, and they're never going to get over it. And it's probably going to get a lot bigger now. Yeah, there he is. He's out with the spotlight on.
Man, fuck Colin Kaepernick.
This is the national anthem. Born Free, man. All right. That's enough time for Colin Kaepernick today. I'm getting tired of Colin Kaepernick. I'm getting tired of this whole thing.
And he hasn't even done anything, really.
It just wearies me.
Is he, because you lived through Muhammad Ali, is he as hated as Muhammad Ali was?
I don't think he's that hated. Kaepernick? Oh, okay. I mean, Ali was despot. People fucking hated Muhammad Ali. And people that hated him, hated him. And it was mostly older
There's
people.
There's a lot of people that still do.
Yeah, I think people softened on him. Especially after Vietnam became so unpopular.
I know, but after he died, people, because we were still on the air in the morning at 105.1, people called in all pissed off for us talking about him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised.
I was
very surprised.
I knew we were, and it's funny because I said it, like I knew we'd get some people. I was surprised how many people were angry about it.
I would have thought in death people would have just let bygones be bygones, and I would have thought most people appreciated him if nothing else. Plus the fact that you know he lived with Parkinson's for so long and was really I don't know. I thought he showed a lot of metal that part of his life as much as anything.
Yep.
But yeah, he was. It was more the older generation as I saw it. I thought a lot of younger people really thought he was cool and thought he stood for something, and
which is great. I mean, I guess it depends what you want out of your athletes. Do you want them to make a stand? Do you want them to be people, or do you want them just to play the sport?
I think it's a little.
Stick to sports.
Sometimes it's a little bit of both. Probably more just play the sport, but it depends. You know, if something. You know, Vietnam was such a stupid war, but at that time, I think the feeling was, look, we're in a war, you just go.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to go, Nobody wants to go to the other side of the planet and fight over, you know, whether this North Vietnam or South Vietnam is communist or not. Who fucking cares? But the president said you go and you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, you know, after all those people died in Vietnam, which is how many, 50,000 Americans or something? I mean, maybe even maybe more, maybe a little less. What was the point of that? And I hate to say it, but I can't help saying the same thing about Iraq sometimes. We sent all those people, and 5,000 people lost their lives. Look at all the people who lost limbs and were paralyzed and blown up.
What is the
point? To occupy Iraq? Well, to find weapons of mass destruction, which weren't there.
Which is a total lie.
And then to make Iraq free, to make create democracy in Iraq and make everyone equal, because everyone is born wanting to be free, just like us.
But only if it's the democracy we want.
Yeah. You know, how many times have we made the same mistake in our international affairs? How many times? Over and over. We know what's better for you. And then after the fact, how many people say, you know, Saddam Hussein was a dick, but you know what? They needed a dick like that.
They had electricity.
Yeah.
He's an asshole, but they had electricity. He killed a bunch of people, but
that's
they had electricity.
They had electricity every day, all day. you know, it's I don't know. I mean, I certainly felt that way at times. I mean, and who's going to replace him? Who's going to be the next guy? Is he going to be better? Do we know that? No.
No, he certainly wasn't.
Look at some. You felt electricity in the air.
Look at some of the assholes we've supported.
Mm-hmm.
The Shah. Shah.
Ugh.
Who was our dear friend?
How'd that work out?
Yeah, 400 people held hostage for about a year.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, yeah, enough Colin Kaepernick. Hey, how about Crazy Eddie?
I know, poor guy.
Crazy Eddie went down. And he was, you know, he did these hilarious, he ran an electronics store in New York and did these commercials that became famous. And Saturday Night Live, Dan Aykroyd did copies of it. You know, like Bass-O-Matic. And I think there were a couple others.
Now, was The Wiz, like, that was a copy of him, the guy that had The Wiz?
The Wiz?
Remember The Wiz? Nobody Beats The Wiz. That was a big New York thing as well.
I don't know The Wiz. I don't know anything about that.
Because he just died recently as well.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to Crazy Eddie. I mean, they are funny. Oh, I see that. There's Wiz. Let's listen to both of them.
Crazy Eddie's greatest stereo sale ever. Get anything and everything in stereo equipment. Get it all now during Crazy Eddie's greatest stereo sale
ever. Surrounded by
Crazy
shit.
Eddie, his prices are insane.
Whips his arms.
Get those earmuffs off! And listen to this. Crazy Eddie's Christmas Blow Up Blitz is going on now with the lowest sale prices ever on receivers, speakers, turntables, compact display, or stereo rack systems, anything and everything in audio equipment. Remember, we
it's
are not
snowing
undersold.
Like
we will
mad.
Not be undersold. We cannot
There's
be undersold.
Reindeer on the turntable.
That's crazy. To get the lowest sale prices on
Skier
audio equipment,
flew by.
This Crazy Eddie's Christmas audio blow-up list is going on now at a Crazy Eddie superstore near you. Crazy Eddie, his prices are... Edison came up with lots of great ideas, but nothing as great as a new Crazy Eddie Edison New Jersey Superstore. Yes, Crazy Eddie's Edison New Jersey Grand Opening is going on right now through Sunday. Thousands of free Crazy Eddie t-shirts and baseball caps, and all great Crazy Eddie Superstores are celebrating during Crazy Eddie's Grand Opening Blowout Blitz. So come on down to Edison, New Jersey. Thousands of free Crazy Eddie t-shirts and baseball caps. Let Crazy Eddie light up your life with prices that are
He's got
insane.
A giant light bulb. These prices are insane. That was always the tagline.
Like Christmas, especially at Crazy Eddie, because it's a Crazy Eddie TV and video Christmas blowout blitz. Crazy Eddie's going to save you a blizzard of bucks.
The guy throwing snow on him.
Video recorders, portable TVs, video camcorders, anything and everything in TV and videos on sale now. Remember, we are not undersold. We will not be undersold. We cannot be undersold, and we mean it. It's a winter wonderland. It's a winter wonderland. During Crazy Eddie's Christmas blowout blitz, see Crazy Eddie now. His prices are insane. Ladies, gentlemen, and reindeer,
right, that's
it's
good.
A Crazy Eddie.
I didn't realize. Did you know he went to jail?
Yes. Yeah, for skimming?
Yeah. He had to be extradited back to the States.
He went to Israel, and he was extradited back, and yeah, that was kind of...
Here's a fun little story. Months
Soiled his legacy.
Months after Crazy Eddie's IPO, Eddie started arguing with his wife and former high school sweetheart, Debbie. He began having an affair with another woman, also named Debbie! That's insane! They were caught by Eddie's wife and sister on New Year's Eve 1984.
Oh!
Crazy Eddie's troubles began almost immediately afterwards. The scam had relied extensively on family members helping keep the appearance that it was an immensely successful company. By 87, Sammy's goal was no longer... Sammy, that's his brother. His goal was no longer to show greater profitability, but rather to disguise previous frauds. During 1987, they falsified inventories between $22.5 and $28 million.
Crazy Eddie. He was crazy.
That should have been his defense.
Of course.
Insanity.
Total insanity. He said he was insane.
He admitted it.
Now, who's the Wiz? Wait. I got to see. The Wiz looks really funny. What is this guy?
He's another appliance guy.
A Crazy Eddie type?
In the Wiz.
In Massapequa?
You know, you might remember the Wiz from, I swear they made fun of him on Seinfeld.
Oh, they probably did. There are a lot of New York references on that show.
I always remember seeing the Wiz because he had an ad in Yankee. I swear they had an ad in Yankee Stadium, the Wiz.
Okay. I was so Crazy Eddie-ized, I just apparently didn't pay attention to the Wiz. Crank it up, Jay.
Nobody beats the Wiz is slashing prices on our entire stock.
Nobody beats me because I'm the Wiz.
That's SNL,
yes,
right?
I'm the Wiz.
Or that's Seinfeld, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Yeah, you hear the laugh track. George and Jerry are watching.
Yeah.
In love with the Wiz guy?
No, she thinks she's in love with him, but she's just remembering this old commercial.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a chain, and it was the same thing.
Elaine
chain.
Was in love with the Wiz.
I guess so. I guess she was dating the Wiz, the guy in the Wiz commercials.
Benna, investing in a computer is a family affair, and you want to make sure everyone's happy. So you look for a place that offers the dependable names you know, as well as all the peripherals, software, and games.
What kind of commercial is this?
That's awfully soft.
You look for friendly advice and a great low price to make it all possible. Nobody beats the Wiz. We'll help you bring tomorrow home.
Sounds like an imposter to me.
During the
bullshit is that, Wiz?
During the early to mid-1990s, Nobody Beats the Wiz was a major sponsor for all local New York sports franchises, including the Yankees, Knicks, Mets, Nets, Rangers, Devils, and Islanders. It also sponsored teams outside the New York area, such as the Flyers and Canadiens. I think that's why. I just remember seeing the Wiz being plastered all over Yankee Stadium.
This commercial looks a little more interesting, doesn't it, Jay? Let's see.
A Christmas sale. Bah, humbug. Wherein even Scrooge learns the Wiz is Christmas.
Sir, there is a Christmas sale beyond compare.
Bah!
There is a Christmas sale beyond compare.
Bah! Where?
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz on this programmable VHS VCR with wireless remote and HQ circuitry, a gift of $217, and a
state
VC 19-inch color TV.
Where's
with
the Wiz?
Access remote.
Where is the Wiz? Is he behind the curtain?
Now, we had our own local kind of Crazy Eddie with the Fretters. Do you remember Fretters at all?
I don't. But I've heard about Fretters before.
I remember growing up Fretters and was it Highland Appliance? Yeah.
Well, Jay? They were around when I first got here.
Highland
you
was?
Fretters, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is there a commercial of theirs on there?
Ollie Fretter did all those wacky commercials, but I remember there were so many commercials all the time for Fretters and for Highland Appliance, constantly. There was like a real famous UFO one, I think, for Fretters.
Oh, I think I remember the Highland Appliance. Was that the guy, the bald black guy, or dark skinned guy?
Oh boy, I don't remember. I don't remember.
His commercials were very funny. And then of course the dancing guy, Richard, the glasses.
Oh, Sexy Specs, Richard
yeah,
Golden.
Sexy Specs.
Dork. It worked, though.
It did.
Dare you. Try to better Fretter.
Just try.
During the Try to Better Fretter sale this Friday and Saturday only.
Just try.
Just try to better Fretter's best prices on TV, stereos, and appliances.
Like this famous brand two-door refrigerator, just $357, or just $199 for the Super Value Color Portable TV.
Some 79.
This Friday and Saturday only at the incredible Try to Better Fretter sale.
Just try. If the lowest prices in town can't get your business, what will?
Ooh, that was weak.
Well, Crazy Eddie also is always encouraging people, you know, find a lower price anywhere and we'll
beat it.
Yeah. Is that what Fretter did?
I thought so. I just remember the big TV battles between Fretter and Highland and the 50 watts per channel.
Yeah, what is it with appliances?
Do you remember that one, Jay? 50 watts per channel baby cakes with the Russian... guys in the summer,
it
remember?
It does ring a bell, and I don't know if I saw it after the fact or if it was, I don't think it was going on when I got here. I don't, but.
Is this the UFO one?
Capital,
listen.
This is 50 watts per channel.
So don't miss the big savings at Highland's international event. Going on now at all Highland's
national event.
Highland!
You see Highland on the scope.
Hello, you. We require big savings, please. You're welcome.
Well, there's a lot on sale.
Oh, oh, you slam it, brother.
Get this programmable VHS video recorder with wireless remote.
My brother and I thought these were the best commercials as kids.
This has 50 watts per channel. Oh.
50 watts?
Save on this Hitachi 45-inch stereo color TV with remote, just $16.99.
We're flushed.
50 watts per channel, baby kicks.
Highlands International event, now through Saturday.
As a kid, I thought that was the funniest line. Baby cakes, how silly.
Oh, man.
That Highland Appliance is still open on Woodward, right? I drive by it all the time. Oh, no, but if you drive down Woodward...
Yeah.
Through, like, just south of
we still have some
new center area. I think that's the original Highland Appliance. It says Highland written on it. There's, like, nobody in there now.
Well, Crazy Eddie will be missed, of course. And his crazy commercials. And his crazy skimming. And his crazy love life. He was crazy. I mean, I don't know why. That seems like such an obvious defense for everything.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Even in my commercial, I'm crazy.
But I'm
right?
Crazy.
Okay, we're about an hour in, so I think we will segue to part two after we wrap this sucker up. So stand by, and we'll see you in part two.